17:33, that we're discussing this larger category called Vrajabhajan, means Raghunuga Bhakti. And these are all subcategories that support this point, how the sweetness of Braj is beyond the Upanishads and Vaidhi Bhakti. Shastras are not required, at least the mundane shastras, Gyan, Karma, Yoga. Give up Hari Bhakti Vaidhi Sadhana to attain Vaikuntha and fix your mind on Braj and Raghunuga Bhakti. These materialistic shastras can't help. Only Rasa shastras and like Bhagavatam can help in this Raga Bhakti. And the Raghunuga Bhakta who's pursuing Sakya Rasa and especially Madhurya Rasa, he has no taste for Dasya Rasa or the servitude of Lord Narayan, which is the perfection of Prema in Vaidhi Sadhana. And those types of Vaidhi Sadhana are useless. And one can do japa and tapa and yoga for 1,000 births, but doesn't even equal offering obeisances in Braj. Now we're discussing how Vrindavan stops all sadhya and sadhana. When you come to Vrindavan, just living in Vrindavan and serving without offense and respecting all the Brijvasis lovingly and caringly itself is the highest bhajan. So where is the sadhana there? Is that mentioned in any shastras as a specific sadhana or sadhya? Of course it is, indirectly, to honor others and honor Vaishnavas. And the goal is, of course, Vrindavan. But it's not listed as a specific sadhana, just to live here and breathe offenselessly. But that's difficult for most to do. At one point or another, someone will offend the Dham itself, or the residents of the Dham, or the yatris or pilgrims, sadhus in the Dham. It's a very fine razor's blade edge living in Vrindavan. So this is verse 1290. I don't know if we've done that. To talk about this point, that further elaboration on Vrindavan stops all sadhana and sadhya. Then the next, we have a new category here. Braj has a unique essence, which is the unique essence of Braj, which is available in Braj, is not available for the worshippers of Lord Vishnu, Vishnu Bhakti. This is chapter 7, verse 54.
Sandra Anandabdi Madhye Lasati Rasamayam Chin Mani Dvipamekam Brindaranyam Taranta Spuriti Puru Chamatkari vaichitya dama, tatrai vaikanta ratya nivasananu, sake kwapi kurya nakedam, vidantanam suduram kimapi, hari jalabhyam apyatra labhyam. An ecstatic, effulgent island is shining brightly within the ocean of transcendental bliss. Within that effulgent, ecstatic island is situated a most wonderful abode known as Sri Vrindavan Dham. That Vrindavan is full of variety of unlimited types. Please come and reside here and don't lament for anything. Because here in Brajadham, one can attain indescribable treasure. And that treasure is far away and unavailable to the followers of Vedanta, and even rarely attained by Vishnu Bhaktas. So come now, get it while it lasts. This is a one-time offer. Indescribable treasure available in this Brajadham. So there's an ocean of bliss. Then oceans sometimes have islands in the middle of the ocean. So this is an ocean of bliss, Brajadham. And in the middle of that ocean is one ecstatic island, the forest of Vrindavan. And that ecstatic, it's a blissful ocean and an effulgent place. So effulgence, ecstasy, effulgence, and bliss. This is Vrindavan. And it's lots of variety there. It's a wonderful place. It's Chamatkriti Vaichitriya Dham. Chamatkriti Vaichitriya Dham. It's Puru Chamatkari, that place that's manifested, Spurati Puru. Spurati Puru, that Puru means that place, that village that manifests there in that island, Brindaranya Taranta. It says, Chinmani Dvipa Mekam. And this jewel island, it says, Rasvayam Lasati, Sandra Ananda Abdi. First word. Sandra means intensely condensed and concentrated. And Ananda means bliss, and Abdi means ocean. An ocean of intensely compact and concentrated bliss. Madhye Lasati Rasamayam. In the middle of that is this place that's made of ras. And it's Rasamayam. And it's so much, that ras is so, it's incomparable. All you can compare it to is a chinmani. It's a chinmani, and it's a dvipam. There's one island in the middle of that ocean of condensed bliss. Ekam dvipam. You have Navadvipam? There's Ekam dvipam. One island. And that's Vrindavan. And in that Vrindavan, Spurati Puru, you'll find in that place, in that village, the Chamatkari, most wonderful dham, variegated dham. Trivayakanta Akanta Ratya Nivasa. And just live there with one, the Nivas, just live there with undivided attachment. Akanta Rati Nivas. Oh Sake, oh my friend. And then Vedantam, this Dhuram, those Vedantists, those Gyanis and those people deeply studying Upanishads, those Vedantas, Sudoram, they're so far away from Vrindavan. Even the Harijanas, you hear the Harijanas. Harijanas Nalabhyam. Harijanas Nalabhyam. Even the Harijanas, the Vishnu Bhaktas, Nalabhyam. They cannot attain that Vaichitya Dham. Vaichitya Dham Vrindavan. It's rarely attained. Well, fix yourself there, my friend. Let's see, there's another translation we can read, this 754. This category is Braj has unique, unattainable, has unique essence which is unattainable to Vishnu Bhaktas and Vedantas. And we're right there in the middle of this transcendental, blissful, ecstatic ocean. In the middle of the ocean of intense bliss, a nectar island. Nectar island means Rasamaya Ekadvipam. Rasamayam Chinmani Ekadvipam. There is a nectar island of Chintamani jewels shines. A nectar island of Chintamani jewels shines. Do you realize that's where we're living? We're living on a nectar island. A nectar island of Chintamani jewels. This is a nectar island of Chintamani jewels is shining in the middle of the ocean. So when you go out for some austerities or in the Vrindavan or do Dandavat Parikrama or bathe early in the morning in Jamuna or Radhakund, you can think, oh, I'm living in the middle of an ocean of intense bliss. So this is, look around, you're on the island. Okay, you're on the island. When you look off from the island, what do you see? In all directions from the island, you see the ocean. Hey, that ocean is intense bliss. It's not fog, it's an ocean of intense bliss. It's not cold, it's a wave. It's not a cold wave, it's a wave of intense bliss. And what is my island that I'm on? This island that I'm sitting on in the middle of this ocean of intense bliss is a nectar. It's made of nectar. I'm just drinking the trees and drinking the earth and drinking the dogs and everything. Everything is nectar. Everything is blissful nectar. The trees, the dirt, the pigs, the dogs, the monkeys. It's all nectar island, and they're all glimmering and shining like Chintamani jewels. That Vrindavan is very wonderful. That is where the very wonderful and colorful abode, this Vaichitya means colorful, and Chamatkara Vaichitya, colorful, variegated means colorful abode of Vrindavan is manifest. Certainly that's a very nice adjective to describe Vrindavan. Vrindavan is indeed a very colorful place, to say the least. And they often say that, oh yes, I went to that island. It's a very quaint place. A lot of local color is there. It's filled with a lot of local color. And the ambience is wonderful. I hope to go there next Christmas again. They have phrases like that when some stuffy European goes to some Caribbean island for a holiday or some Nicobar Andive or something. But Vrindavan is something extremely colorful place. Very colorful with its peacocks, which are truly, literally colorful. And its pigs are equally colorful in their own way. And so are the monkeys. The monkeys are as colorful as the peacocks. And so are the pigs and the rickshaw wallahs and the sabji wallahs and the various spin-offs and rip-offs and take-offs and that you're going to meet here. There's lots of take-offs here and lots of rip-offs here and lots of spin-offs here. You know, spin-offs of different spiritual movements and rip-offs and various guises of baniyas and take-offs of various well-planned attempts at flop, but they try to take off. So Braj has a unique essence, which is unattainable. And let's finish the translation here. He says, it's a very colorful abode. I think we're trying to establish the fact that Vrindavan is certainly colorful. You won't find two Vaishnavas dressed the same way. You won't find two. You go into ISKCON Brahmacharya Ashram, everyone's ISKCON, everyone's wearing saffron, and you say, okay, line up outside the front, we're going to take a group photo. So there's 50 Brahmacharis, and every single one will have a different dress and different color saffron, pinky saffron, ready saffron, orange saffron, yellow saffron, and one guy is wearing a cheddar, one guy's wearing a t-shirt, one guy's wearing socks. What a motley bunch. What a vaichitya colorful ashram. One has a topi, one has a turban, one has a, gumshan on his head, any kind of thing. It's like, one guy, he got some Mahaprasad cloth from Radharaman and he made a hat out of it, a Swami hat. So he's a Babaji walking down the street, bent over. He's 96 years old. He's walking with a crooked little beat up, dried up piece of wood that's 35 years old. And on his head, he has this bright purple silk, gold embroidered Swami hat on his head. And he's just going along, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Totally niskinshan, totally oblivious to the world, lives on Madhukari. And someone gave him some Mahaprasad and he sat in his kutir and sewed himself a Swami hat. And he's out sporting his Mahaprasad. He's out sporting his Mahaprasad on Ekadasi when he does Parikrama of Vrindavan. And I saw, this is the colorful Vrindavan. There's colorful dress here, there's colorful people here, there's colorful scenery, there's colorful leelas, there's colorful speech, there's colorful behavior. It's an amazing place. Anybody lives anywhere in Vrindavan, they must not like to be happy. They must not like to have a good time. They must not like to laugh. They must not like to live. They must not want to be healthy. Because if they're interested in any of these obviously desirable attainments, they would live in Vrindavan. And if they're not, they're obviously totally cracked. I've never found a funnier place in the world than Vrindavan. I never found a more spiritually serious place in the world than Vrindavan. I never found a more interesting and exciting and surprise a minute place than Vrindavan. Despite the pulsating cities of I lived in New York City, I lived in Los Angeles, I lived in San Francisco, I lived in Chicago, I lived in London. I mean, they're nothing. They're nothing. I lived in Bombay, Delhi, Calcutta. What's a nothing? I lived in Chandigarh. I lived in Chennai. I lived in, what's that place in Gujarat over there, Ahmedabad. I visited, lived all these places, 3-4 days, a week, a month, 2 months. Okay, I'll come to some city, London. What's happening here? And 1 day, 2 days, you figure out what's happening, that's it. There's nothing more happening. It's same old. Totally boring. Because usually when you travel and go to some new place, you meet some friends who live there and say, well, you're living here for 10 years. What's happening here? Tell me, what's the scene here? What's the variegatedness? What's the... So in 2 days you've seen it all. I say, anything more? What else? Well, that's it. I said, really? They're trumping up so much about London? This is a bore. Give me my Vrindavan. It's a surprise a minute here. You can't count on anything here. Everything's this bright. You don't even know if you get electricity 1 minute to the next, water 1 minute to the next, food 1 minute to the next. It's like, I don't know. You don't even know what's happening. Every minute is a surprise. What to speak of. And that's unplanned surprises. Sometimes people make planned surprises. So now, what's the conclusion of this wonderful, colorful abode? He says, listen, friend. That's why I said, you heard my translation. We have three translations. I just looked and gave. I said, Nanu, Thake, hey, friend. You heard me. I said, Ekanta Rati Nivas. Hey, friend. Nivas, just live here with Ekanta Rati. Undivided, unbroken attachment. Ekanta Rati. One attachment here, Rajadam. Okay, I'm not attached to chanting Hare Krishna. I'm not attached to reading. I'm not attached to bhakti. I'm lazy. I don't like to do austerities. I like to eat, sleep, this, that. Just be attached to Vrindavan. All you various friends and admirers out there, whoever you might be, just be attached to Vrindavan. Give up everything else. Leave all these stinky, rotten countries and cities and come to Vrindavan. And everything will become perfect. Guaranteed. It's guaranteed. I'm guaranteeing it. The saints of the past have guaranteed it. Saints of the future will guarantee it. Prabodhananda Saraswati is guaranteeing it. Radharani is guaranteeing it. Krishna is guaranteeing it. And Prabodhananda Saraswati is Sangavidya Sakhi. Nityananda Balaram told Krishna's Kaviraj, leave this place. Leave your home in Bengal. Leave your pious surroundings. Leave your mandir. Leave your deities. Leave your brother, mother, father, uncle, cousin, nephew, 27,000 cousins, and your weddings. Go to Vrindavan. Go to Vrindavan right now. It's in a dream that I appeared to him as Balaram. So leave this place. Get out of here. Go to Vrindavan. You'll get everything there. And you got everything. You got Rupa Sanatan, Raghunath Das, Rasalila, Darshan, Radha Govinda, deities. Everything you got. Just all these. All that I said, go to Vrindavan. He didn't say go and chant a lakhaday, do manasi seva, get pranali. He didn't say anything like that. He says, go to Vrindavan, you'll get it all. He says, I'm just echoing the words of the acharyas, of Nityananda and gurus. He said, friend, don't lament. With unalloyed devotion. That's how he's translating. Check it out, right? That's how he's translating. Ekanta Rati Nivas. Ekanta Rati Nivas. He's saying, with unalloyed devotion, reside there. Pretty flat translation, right? Ekanta Rati. Ekanta Rati Nivas. He's saying, with unalloyed devotion. Well, what's Shuddha Bhakti? Unalloyed devotion. It's all unalloyed devotion. Rati means that Rati, that Eka Rati, Rati means attachment, that intense attachment. Rati and Kam, Kam and Rati. Lust for Vrindavan, attachment to Vrindavan. Ekanta Rati Nivas. Hey Sakhe, hey friend. This is how you live in Vrindavan. Vrindavan attachment to Vrindavan, Vrindavan. Oh, I'm attached to Vrindavan. Oh, but I also like Bombay. Oh, I'm attached to Vrindavan. I like Australia. I'm attached to Vrindavan. I like New Zealand. No, cut it. Ekanta Rati. Ekanta Rati Nivas. Do or die. Just like maybe Napoleon. Caesar. Caesar had, he was from Italy. It was like kind of a peninsula. It was ocean around, Mediterranean Sea. He piled all his soldiers in a boat. And they would go sail off to some other distant land. And they would all unload from the boat, from the sailboat. They carried hundreds of sailboats. Then he was commander-in-chief of the army. Caesar is right there, not sitting in the White House. And he turns around and he says, okay, torch all the boats. Burn all the boats. You see, like, you know, you burn the bridge behind you or something. He said, there's no going back. He says, vain, and what was his phrase? Famous phrase. He learned this in Latin class. Veni, vedi, vici. Veni, vedi, vici. Veni, I came. Vedi, I saw. Vicky, like we say, you know, victory. I came, I saw, I conquered. Veni, vedi, vicky. So ours should be Veni, vedi, sharanagati. Veni, vedi, sharanagati. I came to Vrindavan, I saw Vrindavan, I surrendered to Vrindavan. Veni, vedi, sharanagati. Julius Caesar Kijai. So he burned the boats. It means there's no turning back. You hear this phrase, no turning back? You turn back all the time. You go the wrong way in your car all the time, you jerk. Then you turn around the car and go back the right and try to find the right way. So he went where he wanted to go and didn't go back. That's called Ekanta Rati Nivas. Oh friend, don't lament. With Ekanta Rati Nivas, stay in Braj. There, what will happen? You'll easily attain that which is very far from students of Vedanta, and that which even the greatest devotees of the Lord cannot attain. The Harijana Labhyam. Harijana Labhyam, not Labhyam. Acha Labhyam. You'll easily Labhyate. You'll easily get that. Because attachment to Vrindavan means attachment to Radha and Krishna. They're no different. Krishna has pet dogs in the spiritual world. They're described in Radha Krishna Ganadesh Deepika. He has two dogs, Vyagra and Brahmaraka. Vyagra. Vyagra means he's a fierce little bugger. He's a fierce little bugger, like a little, he really barks his head off. He's as fierce as a little tiger. Tiger dog, Vyagra. And Brahmaraka, he's fat like a little bumblebee. He eats too much milk from Dangati. When Krishna's always taxing the gopis, knocking off their yogurt pots, that dog runs behind Krishna and drinks it all. He drinks all that yogurt he knocks off at Shankarikor and Dangati. In the spiritual world, as he does here. And that little dog runs behind him, gets so big fuselage. He gets a big belly full of that yogurt and milk, so he looks like a Brahma, looks like a fat bumblebee. You see, a bumblebee is not a honeybee. Bumblebee is these big sham blue things. They come once in a while. So he gets Brahmaraka, he's a big belly boy. Two dogs. So these dogs are Krishna's dogs. Bhakta dog. It's all about consciousness. It's all about vision. So they're all Krishna's pets. These are Krishna. Are the trees in Vrindavan, do they belong to Krishna? Yes. Can we cut the trees? No. It's a sin. It was considered a sin to cut any tree or even a branch of a tree in Vrindavan in the old days when bhakti prevailed. Now bhog prevails. When bhakti prevailed in Vrindavan, and Vrindavan was full of sadhus, a branch would never be cut. But now bhog prevails, and it's full of vishayis. So trees are cut left, right, and center within another second vichara. So the trees belong to Krishna. They're Krishna's trees. The Yamuna belongs to Krishna. It's Krishna's river. Give it back. Stop polluting it. The mountains belong to Krishna. Don't blow them up and take away the rocks. They're Krishna's lila stan, Charan Bahari, and so many other baharis. The mountains belong to Krishna. The Giriraj is Krishna. It belongs to Krishna. The people belong to Krishna. Worship them, serve them, honor them, respect them. The dogs belong to Krishna. The parrots belong to Krishna. They sing for him. The dogs bark for Krishna. The monkeys play for Krishna. They're all Krishna's. This is Krishna's Leela Bhumi. Aprakritadam, Prakritadam. You see by hearing. First you have to hear, then you can see. When you're born, you can't see anything. You see a bunch of shadows and you ask, what is this? What am I seeing? What am I seeing? Inquiry. Make a million inquiries to try to figure out where you are. When you're born in the material world, you make a million inquiries and read a million words to try to understand what's your locus standi. Where are you standing? Where are you? What are you? Where are you moving? What are you doing? What to speak? Our locus standi is the spiritual world. We're standing in the spiritual world, living in the spiritual world. Where are we? What are we doing? What is it? I have to hear about it repeatedly and surrender to it and serve it and try my best. We crawl, we fall down, we walk and we fall, we walk and we stumble. We're nice to Vrishvasis for 2 months and we blow off and knock one off. Slap one or kick one or throw mud at one. Hey, get on my nerves. Stop asking for donations. What is this? You always donate. You lose your cool and blow your head because you're a Rajaguni. You're not in control of your senses and they're showing it to you. And you think they're at fault. They're a teacher. They're your teachers. Vrishvasis are gurus. When your crap comes out, they're just helping you digest your undesirable karmas. They're the agents of your perfection, not disturbances on your path. You would get out of my way, Panda. I'm coming through. Don't try to ask me for a donation. Get out of my way. I'm fed up with you guys. Go to Gokul and you get on my case. Go to Nandagram and get on my case. And Barsana. I'm not. You guys get out of here. And the Vrishvasis laugh. And Radharani laughs. Ah, poor soul. Unfortunate Rajaguni, non-devotee. He doesn't know love. He only knows envy, ego, and selfishness. Envy, ego, and selfishness. Too bad. Come back in 100 lifetimes. Try again. To honor the Vrijavasis and to serve them. Swallow your ego. Swallow your pride. Swallow your false identity. Swallow your anger. Swallow your envy. Gradually remove it by the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. Be a little more shastric. This is Vrindavan.